Kroger Tenderay Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Why put it off any longer? Now that there's little chance of getting famous fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef, you've been planning to try Kroger's selected seafood. But why not buy and try some right away? Once you do, you and your family will instantly agree that your Kroger store has by far the best flavored fish and seafood in town. And they're priced for real thrift, too. So at the very next opportunity, drop around to your neighborhood Kroger store and look over the wonderful selection of seafoods. You'll notice that the flesh is firm and clear. All the flavor is protected and preserved through Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Yes, in order to give you the best, the finest in seafoods, they're rushed right to your Kroger store. Then, after delivery, they're protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. So you see, you can buy with full confidence of getting that delicious, fresh-caught flavor. In fact, Kroger guarantees satisfaction. Plan to get some Kroger-selected seafood soon. But remember, the only place you can buy this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger-selected seafood, is at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Freddie Lang rushed out of the house after hearing that Bill Carver and Jerry Manson were almost caught by the police, he gave Penny Gibbs just what she was waiting for. Proof that there was more between Carver and Freddie than Freddie will admit. This is uppermost in her mind until Suzanne, her sister-in-law, says,
I won't stand for it any longer, Penny. I just won't.
You won't stand for what, Suzanne?
The way Pat has been acting lately.
Oh, I haven't noticed he's been any different lately than he always is.
Then you've just not noticed.
Well, what's he done?
Oh, it's everything. The way he treats me, the way he acts about the baby.
Oh, Suzanne, I haven't heard him say a harsh word to you.
Oh, no, he's very careful when he says them to me. He waits until we are alone. He's always sweet to me when others are around. But when just we two are alone, he's unbearable.
Oh, Suzanne, I can't believe that.
Oh, your brother Pat is very clever. He makes you and his friends think he's very sweet and kind. But I know better. I don't see why I ever married him.
Suzanne, you don't mean that.
Well, no, I don't mean it quite that way.
There's only one meaning to what you just said. Neither you meant it or you shouldn't have said it.
And I should not have said it. I'm sorry.
Look, maybe you're just tired. The baby's been an awful lot of work, I know.
It's not the baby who has upset me. It is Pat.
How has he upset you?
By being such a fool.
What makes you say that?
The way he's acting.
Suzanne, you're imagining things.
Oh,
you know.
Penny, I thought you'd say that. It's going to be just as it was before. I say I'm being abused, and you say I'm imagining things.
I'm sorry I didn't mean it that way. But unless you can say something more specific, I can't agree that Pat's abusing you.
I'm too furious to talk about it.
Well, then don't. I didn't ask you to tell me anything.
You just asked me to be more specific.
I did not say that. I said unless you were more specific, I
know
couldn't.
What you said.
Well, then don't tell me I said something I didn't.
You're just as rude as your brother. I thought at least I could get sympathy from you.
Suzanne, I'll give you all the sympathy in the world when I think you need it, but when I can't see any reason
for it...
We
won't discuss it.
Maybe that's best.
Yes, I think so. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's nothing to be sorry about.
Yes, there is. Penny, forgive me for calling you rude. It was I who was rude.
No, I think we both got a little angry without meaning to.
But you're not angry with me now?
No, of course not.
I'm very glad. It's enough to have Pat treat me so badly.
Suzanne, how is he treating you badly, or would you rather not tell me?
Well, it does not sound so terrible in the telling. He's not so much what he does, but the way he does it.
Does what?
Talks to me about the baby. He tells me I'm not fit to be a mother of his child.
Oh, Suzanne, no. I'm sure he'd never said anything like that to you.
But he did say it.
Those very words?
Well, no, not in those words, but what he said meant I was not a good mother.
Suzanne, maybe you just think they did. You do sometimes have a way of twisting things around to a wrong meaning.
Yes, I know, but this time I understood very clearly what he meant. And I know he meant it because... He said he would worry about the child if anything ever happened to her.
Well, of course he'd worry. It's only natural that he would, but that doesn't mean he thinks you're unfit to be Valerie's mother.
He did the way he said it.
Look, there you go with that imagination of yours again.
And there you are, accusing me of imagining things. Oh, it's no use.
Suzanne, please, let's not be angry with each other.
But it's just too much to bear to be told I'm always using my imagination. When if only you could see the way he acts toward me. If only you could hear the things he says to me.
If what you just told me is an example of what he says, I honestly think you're being upset over nothing.
Oh, so you defend him against me?
No, I'm not defending anyone. I'm just trying to make you see the facts, that's all.
I see the facts. You're the one who does not.
Suzanne, you don't see the facts, or you wouldn't be acting.
I'm not going to take this from you. I absolutely will not.
I'm not asking you to take anything. Anything but a clear view of things. You have some idea that everyone's against you.
I most certainly do not.
Well, you did once. You even admitted it. I thought you'd gotten over that complex. And that's what it was, a complex. Suzanne, in some way, you're almost as bad as Freddie is.
Oh, so now I'm in the same class with that young tramp to whom you allow the freedom of this house.
There are many things wrong with Freddie, but he's not a tramp. And I don't think his being here is interfering with you in any way.
No, of course not. How can anyone interfere with me? I do nothing all day and all night but sit at home with that nuisance of a child.
Suzanne, stop it.
Oh, no, I most certainly did not mean that, Penny. I did not mean to say it. It was my anger again.
Yes, I'm sure it was, very sure.
It was only because I'm angry and I say foolish things I don't mean when I'm angry. Perhaps I'd better go upstairs and lie down until I feel better.
You aren't ill, are you?
No, just a little tired.
Well, then go upstairs and rest. Maybe that is all you need.
No, it's more than that, but I don't want to talk about it.
No, not for the moment at least. I don't think we should talk about it.
Billings Construction Company, Keith speaking.
Hello, Johnny.
Oh, hiya, Penny. Want to speak to Jed?
Well, no, is he there?
Well, yeah. He just finished going over the last details of handing his business over to me. You'll call me Mr. Keith from now on, young lady.
All right, Mr. Keith.
Hey, what's the matter with you? That was supposed to be a joke.
Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm not in the mood for jokes.
What's wrong, Penny?
Nothing. At least I hope it's nothing. But I just had an argument with Suzanne, and it has me upset.
Well, I'm sorry, Penny. I know if you two fought, it was Suzanne's fault.
No, Johnny, it was no one's fault. But something's wrong between Suzanne and Pat again. I know it. I wondered if Pat had said anything to you.
No, I saw him at lunch today. He was bragging about his wife and daughter as if they were the two greatest people in the world.
Oh, then it's worse than I thought.
So what kind of sense does that make?
A lot, Johnny. Look, are you going to be through at the office pretty soon?
Yeah, in a little while.
Could I talk to you?
Well, you bet. Are you home?
Yes, but we can't talk here. I don't want to talk at your office where Jed might hear either.
Well, don't you want to have...
No, I don't want either Jed or Mother to know anything about this. It'll upset their plans.
Oh, yeah, I'm right at that. Well, look, drive up here to my office in an hour. I'll be outside waiting. We'll go for a drive and
all
talk.
All right, fine. I'll see you in an hour. And please, Johnny, don't say anything about this to Jed.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. Goodbye.
Sounds as if you were talking to Penny, son.
Yeah, I was, Jed. She's going to be my first customer.
Your first customer? Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean, son?
Well, she thought I ought to get off to a good start as the new manager of the Billings Construction Company, so she's going to hire us to do some repair work on a garage. Mm-hmm.
Johnny, you're a good boy, a good worker, a good, clean, fine, upstanding citizen. But you're the worst liar I've ever known.
Oh.
But it's all right, son. I won't ask you what Penny wants to see you about, because if she wanted me to know, she'd tell me herself.
Thanks, Jed. Thanks a lot.
Well, don't get so grateful. You want to tell me yourself?
No, I won't. I promised Penny I wouldn't. It's nothing serious, Jed.
I'm sure it isn't. Now, you know all you need to know from me about taking over this business of mine.
Well, I should. You've been coaching me for 3 days. But I'll probably write to you every day and ask you a million questions.
Well, you won't get many answers, because I'm going to be mighty busy on my new job up in Mapleton. And besides, I want you to run this place your own way. I want to see what you can do with it.
Well, I can run it into bankruptcy, you know.
Well, I don't think you will, son. If I did, I wouldn't leave it to you like this. Well, guess this is it.
Yeah, I guess it is. Leaving tomorrow, huh?
Yep. Thought it'd be good to get an early start and take a day or two to get there. Well, we're driving, you know. Grace hasn't seen that country.
Oh, she'll get a kick out of it, Jed. It's beautiful up around Mapleton.
Yes, but not as pretty as it is right here in Rossville. I'm going to miss this town. Going to miss the people, the places, and... Well, I guess I better stop talking like that or I'll change my mind about going to Mapleton.
Oh, I don't think there's any danger of that, Jed.
Oh, you never can tell about sentiment, son. Makes you do funny things sometimes. And leaving Rossville is like leaving a part of life itself. Yes, I think I... Well, I better stop this. Good luck, son, and, well, take care of things for me, will you? And most of all, take care of yourself.
You, asked me not to talk to you for a few minutes, Johnny. Look, we've driven 3 miles now. Are you ready to talk?
Sure, Penny. Sorry I was so low when you picked me up at the office, but Jed tried to say goodbye to me and, well, got me to thinking.
Mother and Jed are going to say goodbye to me tomorrow. I kind of dread it.
Yeah, I guess you do. I hate goodbyes.
Yeah, me too.
Well, look, you wanted to talk to me about Pat and Suzanne. What's the trouble there?
Johnny, I think Suzanne's sick.
Oh?
Mentally sick.
Well, is there any reason for your thinking so?
Her actions, her way of thinking, they aren't right. She seems confused when there's no reason to be confused. She imagines things that just don't exist.
Sounds bad, Penny, but maybe it isn't.
Maybe, but I'm worried, Johnny.
Well, don't be. If she is sick, worry won't help her. And, well, if she isn't, you've worried over nothing. Maybe she's just in one of her moods.
Oh, it wasn't a mood she was in this afternoon, Johnny.
No?
No. A terrible boiling pot of anger and confusion.
Over what?
Over nothing. Oh, golly, we think we've had troubles with Freddie Lang, but...
Well, haven't we?
Yeah, but I'm afraid what we've been through with Freddie is going to seem like kindergarten stuff compared to what we're going to face now with Suzanne.
Is Suzanne mentally ill? Is Suzanne going to be added to Penny's problems? Or will all her troubles be over when Bill Carver and Jerry Manson carry out their plans of vengeance on the unsuspecting Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. It's going to be a red-letter day when you can walk into your Kroger store and get famous Kroger Tenderay beef again. Still, you're due for a mighty pleasant surprise when you visit your Kroger store right now. Why? Because you'll find there's a plentiful supply of this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger's Selected Seafood. It's the finest flavored seafood in town and priced for real economy. It's selected especially for its firm flesh and ocean fresh flavor, then rushed delivered to your Kroger store. And just wait till you see the wide variety of Kroger Selected Seafood. There's everything you need for an exciting seafood dinner.